Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Terry Harper. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Madlock moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Trammell out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Madlock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Madlock moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to third for the out. Gibson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 0 for 1 in the game. Svium hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Terry Harper. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheridan moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins bunts towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brookins for the out. Sheridan moves to third. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sheridan scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan now playing right field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-2 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Deer. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Mark Clear now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Braggs moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braggs scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 6-1, Tigers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Manning moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder now catching. B.J. Surhoff now playing third base. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock fields the ball and throws to clear covering. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Madlock moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Madlock moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Madlock scores. Gibson moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards short. Sviem settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Deer moves to third. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Brock moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Deer scores. Brock scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. Mark Thurmond now pitching. Jim Pachyorek pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-3 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.